This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
This week at RNIB, a new report is warning that one in five people will live with sight loss in their lifetime in the UK, despite at least half of all cases being avoidable. State of the Nation Eye Health 2017 is published by RNIB and High Street Opticians Specsavers and is a benchmark of Britain's current eye health. RNIB and Specsavers have been working together since 2016 to raise awareness of the importance of eye health at every level and help prevent avoidable sight loss. TV presenter Anne Robinson is supporting RNIB and Specsavers as an eye health ambassador and brings her own personal experience to the campaign.
I don't know why we didn't know all, I didn't know all this and realise the importance, even with the experience I'd had with my dad. Just, I can remember now standing in the optician with him and hearing this news, he had two cataracts, and I felt I should have been looking after him. And certainly as a granny now with two grandchildren, you know, after the age of three, my small shouty people should be having their eyes tested.
Also this week, eye health professionals are now using a new Certificate of Vision Impairment form when certifying people as blind or partially sighted in England. The revamped form aims to provide councils with better information to ensure that people who are newly diagnosed are put in contact with the most relevant local sources of help. The biggest changes are that there are no longer two separate CVI forms for certifying adults and children. The new form has combined data fields and the single form will be used for all patients. Also, a copy of the CVI form can be provided to the patient in an accessible format of their choice. Deputy Director of RNIB, Fasili Hadi, is encouraging people living with a sight condition to get themselves registered.
People want to go through all the medical procedures they can because people want to retain sight. But at some point, even though you're trying different treatments, I think it is worth asking for the certificate or whether you're ready for the certificate, because there's nothing to stop you carrying on with the treatments, but actually you might need support in the home, and that can only be given to you by local government and charities. And filling in that form is a kind of bell that tells the support services that you might need a bit of help around the home, you might need some training in how to get around more easily, or in living independently in your home.
This week is Remember a Charity in Your Will Week, an event that aims to raise awareness of one of the ways you can donate to charity through your will. 190 charities are now involved in the annual campaign, and organisers are hoping that this year's Awareness Week will take us a step forward to making gifts in our wills a social norm. Daniel Pepper is the Legacies Administration Manager for RNIB and says making a will is easier than you might think.
I think for most people it is a little bit of a daunting process. It is actually very straightforward. We always recommend that you take independent legal advice when making or changing a will. It is the most important document most people will ever sign, apart from a mortgage document, when buying their homes. And it is a wonderful document that gives everybody peace of mind once it's done. The easiest thing is, if you have a local family solicitor, is to get a quote. Most solicitors now do very, very good rates for wills and will do home visits, which is much more relaxing for the individual. It means that they don't have to go to an office. They're relaxed at home. They can feel they can talk more freely at home. And most solicitors now offer that service.
An all-party parliamentary group has been set up to investigate problems with capacity within NHS eye care services in England. The inquiry is looking into how national and local health commissioning can work to ensure capacity meets demand for eye health services. The inquiry also seeks to identify the barriers and opportunities to helping prevent avoidable sight loss. RNIB is acting as the secretariat for the APPG inquiry. The charity's eye health policy manager is Helen Lee and told us why capacity is such an issue and what could be done to solve the problem.
It takes a long time, as you can imagine, for consultant ophthalmologists to train and to gain all the experience they require and need. So it's not possible to increase the workforce of consultant ophthalmologists instantly. That's not possible. But what services across the UK have been doing is looking at imaginative ways of making the best use of the workforce to try and tackle the capacity issue. So, for example, ophthalmic nurses, optometrists and others are taking on some of the tasks, being trained and skilled to take on some of the tasks that previously perhaps doctors would have taken on. So there are imaginative ways that the services are looking to address this issue.
And finally, disability campaigners are celebrating after Bradford councillors voted to ban A-boards from public pavements across the district, marking a victory in what became a year-long campaign. The council's executive had earlier this year opted against a ban, but the Health and Social Care Overview and Scrutiny Committee had then taken the extremely rare step of quashing the decision and asking the full council to vote on the matter instead. Opposition councillors called on the authority to do more to help businesses whose trade could be hit by the decision. Jessica Hall works in RNIB's campaigns team and explains what happens next.
Our next step is to ask Bradford Council to adopt the RNIB street charter. So not just stopping with A-boards, but carrying on to get street charter embedded into the council's policies, which is great, fantastic work and a great success in Bradford.
And that's this week at RNIB.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.